one shepherd. You should only have one shepherd of your soul. But many get swayed by too many voices in their lives, too many shepherds that cause them to lose heart. Unfortunately, they give up on finding fulfilling green pastures and peace. Many sheep have been fleeced of their precious hard work and wool. They have been led to dry pastures with no living water there. What sorrow awaits you shepherds who feed yourselves instead of your flocks? Shouldn't shepherds feed their sheep? You drink the milk, wear the wool, and butcher the best animals, but you let your flock starve. You have not taken care of the weak. You have not tended the sick or bound up the injured. You have not gone looking for those who have wandered away and are lost. Instead, you have ruled them with harshness and cruelty. So my sheep have been scattered without a shepherd, and they are easy prey for any wild animal. They have wandered through all the mountains and all the hills, across the face of the earth, yet no one has gone to search for them. Hear this, O precious sheep of faith. The Lord Jesus is the true shepherd of your souls. He calls out to you to find rest in Him. Hear Him say, "Come to me, all who are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. For you were like sheep gone astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. You will grow precious wool again. You will grow fat on your bones again. You will overflow full of milk again, running in green pastures once again. For this is what the Sovereign Lord says, 'I myself will search and find my sheep. I will be like a shepherd looking for his scattered flock. I will find my sheep and rescue them from all the places where they were scattered on that dark and cloudy day. I will search for my lost ones who strayed away, and I will bring them safely home. I will bandage the injured and strengthen the weak. But woe to the sheep who serve too many masters and are made fat from exploitations. I will destroy those who are fat and powerful. I will feed them, yes, feed them justice. I will carefully watch each one of you to decide which ones are the strong sheep and which are the weak. Some of you eat the greenest grass and then trample down what's left when you finish. Others drink clean water, then step in the water to make the rest of it muddy. That means my other sheep have nothing fit to eat or drink. Therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. I will surely judge between the fat sheep and the scrawny sheep. Yes, remember that both the shepherd and the sheep are held accountable to the one true shepherd, Jesus Christ." Meditate, Isaiah 56, verse 11.